On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, I've said it often on this broadcast, just so encouraged by the different groups that we have on the air. You know, we live in New Mexico, and it's a beautiful state. God's creation is breathtaking to look at. But the things that are happening in the Roundhouse and in our communities and what have you, it can really be dark and depressing. But with all the great groups that are doing such great work, it's an encouragement to me. I hope it's an encouragement to you. And groups like the Gideons International that continue to do great work globally, but right here in our community, and they're doing much more than you may think. In studio with us, James Faust, he's the Southwest Association Vice President, and Donald Klinger. You may remember Don from Klinger Pro Roofing. Now, Don, I follow your escapades on Facebook and wonder when we're going fishing or hunting or something.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Is this one of your fishing buddies?
No, he hasn't gotten with me yet.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. But at any rate, more important than New Mexico Game and Fish, let's talk about the work of the Gideons. And I'm assuming maybe my generation and older are more familiar. And I think there's probably I don't even know if stigma is the word to use. But, oh, yeah, the guys that put the Bibles in the hotel rooms. Yes, and that is fantastic. But, James, it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Much more.
Yeah.
The hotel Bibles are about 3% of the work that we do.
Yeah.
We have now exceeded giving out 2.5 billion scriptures around the world. And that is, we put in the hands of men, women, boys, and girls, the scriptures that we have seen, the salvations that come from that.
Yeah.
God works.
He does. In spite of us, right, James?
Yeah. In spite of me, that's for sure. Don can tell you that.
Yeah. So your history, how did you end up with the Gideons?
Well, I was going to Mexico to start a church and went to Nuevo Laredo. And I went to a friend of mine and said, hey, is there any way I can take Bibles into Mexico? And he says, well, sure, if you want to become a Gideon. And that's kind of where I started.
Which, by the way, go to thegideons.org. Yeah. And if you're listening and thinking, man, on one of my trips to wherever, maybe that's something that I'd be interested in, and much more than that. So you got involved. You brought Bibles to Mexico. And then were you a little surprised to see all the different things that the Gideons do?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What most surprised you?
Well, my part of the Gideons, more than anything else, is I love the fellowship that we have. We have three tenets as a Gideon: the association of gathering together for men of service, women also. And I love that part. That, to me, is my favorite part. The second part is our testimony and how strong it becomes and how we develop our testimony with the work we do. And then, of course, the third part is the scriptures that we distribute. Now, a lot of people, I think Don loves, he's a scripture distribution. He likes to hand them out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, I misspoke. It's Gideons.org. Gideons.org. Yes. For the Gideons International. And then that brings us to Don handing out Bibles or the Word. How did you get connected?
Well, actually, I was going to church and I was praying to God that I know you want me to do more. I don't know what. And then a couple of guys came and did a church presentation from the Gideons. And at that point, I knew that that's what God wanted me to do, so I got involved. So before we get off the air, I'd like to give out a couple of phone numbers.
Yeah, let's do that.
That way that people can—
Here locally.
Yeah, get a hold of myself or James for two reasons. One, if they want to donate to the Gideons, and that way we can get out more Bibles.
Yeah.
Of course, that takes money. And then the second one is that if somebody wants to join the Gideons, become a Gideon themselves and have the blessing to be used by God, that's just amazing.
Okay, let's do those phone numbers.
My phone number is 505-459-8109, and I'm with the Valencia camp.
And I'm 505-489-5995, and I'm with the Rio Rancho camp.
Okay. And you mentioned giving. This is a nonprofit organization. The work that they do is supported by listeners like you who are reaching out to, you know, a lot of the great organizations that we have, which, by the way, I mentioned earlier on the show that we have a page on klyt.fm. Mm-hmm. I added an organization today. I have two more to add now. Adelante is going to be on there. But look for the Gideons International at klyt.fm. Just go to the organizations tab. Give me a day or two to get it posted there. I want to make sure I get the right logo, and we'll put a hyperlink to the website so folks can go. But as I mentioned, supporting them, listen, we mentioned financially, and you can do that on the homepage. It's, you know, the Give Now button is very obvious at the top of the page. But what I would also encourage you to spend time praying for the work of the Gideons.
Yes,
the work that they're doing, the fellowship that they're having, iron sharpening iron, getting an opportunity. And that's kind of what I think I was getting at earlier when I was saying, you know, looking at all the things that happen around New Mexico, it's real easy to get kind of bummed. But there's great, God's doing great work.
Yes,
that, we want to shine a light on. You can be a part of it by going to Gideons.org.
One of the nice things about the Gideons is when you give, most of the money that you give goes towards Bibles and getting them out. The members of the Gideons, they take care of the administration cost. Mm. So the money coming in goes right back out to the Bibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's other ways to get involved. There's Friends of Gideons, which you'll find on the website. Also, Church Leader Resources. What can you tell us about the resources available for church leaders?
We have several opportunities with our youth ministers. The Life Book is one of the things that the Gideons are publishing and giving to the youth leaders at no charge. If a youth leader wants it's a book of Luke or John that has been written for kids in school, high schoolers.
Yeah.
And it allows the students to give a life book to a friend to get them started in reading the Word of God.
I do want to read something from the website. It right on the homepage at Gideons.org, and we talked a little bit about this, but who are the Gideons? And it says there, an association of Christian business and professional men for service. And I want to reach out to other business owners like you, Don, which, by the way, are you retired or
not
semi-retirement?
I'm working on it.
Yeah?
The economy just hasn't been working out for us.
Yeah.
But we're working on it.
But you guys have been doing great work around New Mexico for, you're basically in Valencia County, but you cover a big area, including the metro area here.
Oh, yeah, all over New Mexico. Yeah. Been in business for 28 years. So.
But
well, he took care of my roof.
There you go. But yeah. But businessmen like yourself, and it's important, not only as a man, but as a business owner and operator, to have a place that the business is supporting, and the Gideons is a great option for, one, supporting as a business, and two, consider joining. You can hear the music starting. We're just about out of time. Let me get the phone numbers real quick again. For Valencia County with Donald, call 505-459-8109. And James, you can reach him at 505-489-5995 in Rio Rancho. Gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you having us on.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.